Communism. It's where we all get to starve together. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The great dictators and tyrants of the world have always dreamed of taking over the world, but everyone tried it the wrong way. And everyone has discovered that military will not work. You cannot police and militarize enough to take over the world. So the Illuminati in 1776 developed a whole new concept of how to pull this project off. Instead of trying to force people into a new order or a totalitarian dictatorship under military, which you cannot do because people are always going to rebel at that, the idea was developed by Adam Weishaupt to create enough violence and create enough chaos and enough to frighten the world so that the entire world of mankind would one day come to the conclusion that there's too much bloodshed, too much crime, and there's just no possible way for the human race to exist unless we come together and pool our resources and all of us accept one government and one order, and we will all live together in peaceful, happy, under one family, and nothing can be further from the truth.
Oh boy, that is so true. We're going to talk about that today just a little bit with Susan in an up-to-date current headline way. And I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? I hope well. And of course, I've got Susan with me because it's Wednesday. And I love Wednesdays. Melissa and Susan join me every Wednesday. Tomorrow, we have Chris Ann Hall, Uncle Milty, Patrick Wood, Technocracy. We have all kinds of guests coming up on the show. It's going to be fun. And also, I just wanted to mention kind of right out of the gate, we'll talk about that cloud test. I'll probably bring that up in the next hour that happened over San Francisco Bay in Alameda. Surprise, government loves to do stuff like that and put up a whole cloud. But we'll talk about that in the next hour and with Melissa. And then also, I just wanted to mention that I'm speaking up north in Salt Lake City on the April 18th and 19th. And you can hit my Facebook page, Kate Daly Show Facebook page, for more details on that. Speaking April 18th and 19th up there. And you can catch that up there. So, Susan, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Let's talk about the big decision. It was really funny to see the Drudge Report kind of freak out over this headline, Arizona abortion law returns to 1864. And then they had a picture of ladies in 1864 with also this message of corset not required. Okay, we're talking about the unborn. So it's timeless because we're all human beings. But, you know, Drudge Report doesn't get that, of course, very, very woke and bought. But tell me the details on, I'm really glad that Arizona took this move. Let's talk about it.
Well, the California Supreme Court has justices that were, I believe, all appointed by Republican governors. And mm-hmm. so it's a conservative court, which is ironic because they have a Democrat governor in lieu of Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm. But this is a 160-year-old, they call it a near-total ban. And mm-hmm. what it is, the exception, allows for the life of the mother. And people on the right and the pro-life community are cheering, but a lot of people like me in the pro-life community are mm-hmm. thinking, oh, they set us up for this.
They could be.
And the reason I say this is that they are planning on putting an amendment. There's 11 states that are trying to put amendments in their constitution to expand abortion rights. And so now they can campaign hard on this, meaning the left. So the law was 160 years ago, mm-hmm. but 1864, but it was recodified in 1901 and again in 1913. Mm-hmm. And they're calling it the Civil War era law. But the Supreme Court, appellate court last year, said it could remain on the books as long as it was harmonized with the 2022 law. This isn't unusual where they're updating laws. They mm-hmm. just keep updating them, right? Or they put a new law on the book as long as it harmonizes with the old one. Yeah. You're not actually following the oldest version of the law.
Right.
And so they had all this ready to roll out, that narrative of mm-hmm. corsets. It's hilarious, right?
Yeah, they did it to gaslight the left into, yeah, into triggering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, huge mm-hmm. trigger for the left, mm-hmm. activate, go into hysteria. It undoes. So the decision, it says, which could shutter abortion clinics in the state, effectively undoes a lower court's ruling that stated that a more recent 15-week ban superseded the 1864 law. And so now they've put this on hold for 14 days, mm-hmm. Saying they're going to send it back to the lower court so the lower court could consider additional constitutional challenges. So this is not a done deal.
No.
It's going to raise a lot of money for the left, and the right should not be celebrating yet.
You're
because
right.
This is, you know, almost mm-hmm. a fake finish line. We're not over any finish line.
You're right.
And
it's being reported that way, though, which is so weird, because that's why I said I was glad. It's like one giant step forward for the unborn, but it'll be three steps back.
I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. it really will. These laws, and Trump came out and said it, that he supports exemptions, which I as well do, for rape and incest mm-hmm. and the life of the mother, is a supportable position. If you go too far and say only the life of the mother, then people in the middle swing to the most radical choice of pro-abortion, because they can't, in their mind, they cannot support not having a rape and incest exemption. I mean, these are such highly charged issues, right?
Right.
But here's something that should make them happy. No surprise, the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays, a Democrat, said moments after the ruling, she would not enforce the law. Quote, "Let me be completely clear. As long as I am Attorney General, no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law in this state," adding that the decision was unconscionable and an affront to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Joe Biden blasted the ruling. Remember, this is their holy sacrament.
Yep. Yep, they love this climate change and digital currency. They're all for all of them. And, you know, they love depopulation, so abortion fits right in with their agenda.
And we forget they make billions off mm-hmm. the products of conception. So whatever is sucked out of women, mm-hmm. the baby and other products are then used and sold and used. And they make money. So you are literally trying to cut off their life support, ironically,
yeah.
and they are not going to stand for it. And so they call it, they're going to stand for reproductive rights. This is going to energize especially the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen in the past with suburban women and young women is that they will vote against their economic interests, higher gas prices, they'll vote for that. And because if they can have abortion rights, they will vote for anything as long as it's attached to expanding abortion rights.
You're right. No, you're so right on that. And unless they're shown a video of what actually happens in an abortion, they stay to the course because they feel like they're fighting for women. They're fighting for women's rights. And all it really is about is murder of a baby.
Yeah, and, you know, women in this day and age want to think they should be able to do anything with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to listen to Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro or other women, Candace Owens, who mm-hmm. put questions to students and say, but whose DNA is it,
right.
you know, in your body? And you see them stumbling around. They have been indoctrinated to believe they have this right. And it feels like a right to them.
Yeah. Yep. So you'll keep hearing 1864. It'll be a little bit, your guess is a little bit of a bait and switch. It will be cloaked in, they just did something right, but now there's amendments attached. Yes, as it goes to the lower court.
Yeah, they're going to try and put an amendment in the Constitution. And so it's going to drive turnout on the left to try to get this enshrined, just like what happened in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They got, I believe, up until birth in Ohio just to enshrine it. Because I believe people on the right went too far for the tastes of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And so the population said no. We're going to enshrine this instead. And
right.
it was so radical.
Right.
And most people don't agree. They mm-hmm. don't believe in abortion up until birth, but the radical activists mm-hmm. on the left want the maximum. So
it's disgusting.
That's why we have to be smarter.
And it's evil. And here's the deal, too. The move was a right one. The move was a good one. It's the people that need to be educated in yes. what it means, what they actually do. And the fact that it's straight up murder, it has nothing to do with women's health care and women's rights. It's absolutely murder because you're ending another life. The mother's life doesn't end, you know, the life inside does. And if you have to kill something from growing, then you're killing it. So it's amazing to me that this is such a good move. It isn't that nuts. It's not that crazy. It's just the world we live in, we'll call it crazy. Mm-hmm. And this is how it should be. Everywhere. This is what it should be. This is the norm. And they'll call it radical. And it's so sad to me because this really truly is how it should be. We should never, ever be in the place that we are in this world. But there's too many young women out there that think that women, that they're out there marching for women's rights. And it's absolutely ridiculous because they're just marching for the right to murder a baby and at will, because they won't stop sleeping around, to tell you the truth. That's really the deal. They won't, well, they won't stop that practice. So they won't stop making babies, but they just want a way out that is redeemable, I guess, in the eyes of the world. I don't know. It's gross.
Well, they feel less costly to them, but honestly, there is now an option for them to walk into Walgreens or CVS and get this abortion pill. It's been
right.
very controversial. And it's more than just the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have options prior to marching up to
sick.
An abortion clinic.
Oh, it just makes me sick. It's just the way the world's going. And too many girls out there feel like they have a right to murder. It's sad. It's just so sad. So big step forward, but it's going to go three steps backwards, which is big heavy sigh.
We should learn to be more persuasive. You're absolutely right. We need to be educated. We need to be more persuasive.
Yes, we do. And we need to show these girls videos of what they're actually consenting to. Be right back, of course, with more of Susan Reeve on the Kate Daly Show. Riots. We want to talk about that and the truth about that coming right up on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody. Just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up. And as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount. So it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves. That you're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right, back here with you, of course, with Susan Reeve, and she joins me every Wednesday with her research, and I love it. Also, I just wanted to mention, do you guys remember when I talked about the New York Fed and their drill back in 2002? They had this drill, and it was all about you and digital currency and implementation of that. And remember, they came up with, this was 2 years ago now, restricted service windows, uncertainty in settlement timing and amounts, meaning, we just can't get it right with this new digital currency as we wipe out cash, and inconsistent data relayed across participants, leading to reconciliation issues, your money, and payment rejections, all kinds of havoc, and where did your money go? We just don't know, kind of thing. This was 2022, Federal Reserve New York, and just wanted to say that, as I say, please back up everything you have with gold. Okay. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. And you can get the free information right here. It is, all you have to do is text 989898, those six digits to Birch Gold. And they will send you some information when you send my name, Kate, as the subject. Okay. So the message you're going to send is Kate, K-A-T-E, but you're going to put in the phone number is 989898. Please do this, because I'm telling you, at least get the information. You can peruse it. But this, there's a big warning out there to everybody. Please back up what you have. Please, please, please. Birch Gold is amazing. Get your gold and silver from them. This is why Ron Paul loves them, and I love them too. They are fantastic, and they're honest, and they're red-pilled, and you'll love them. All right, Susan, let's talk about the wing.
Oh, you can't make this up.
Oh, no, what?
It says on April 4th, The Wing welcomed Hillary Clinton into their coven.
Oh, geez.
As in
like witchcraft?
Coven.
Witchcraft coven? Oh, my God.
Well, I think they're being a little tongue-in-cheek, because what they are is a very upscale, you know, the original feminists who started feminism, all these elite Vassar girls. And the wing is a co-working where everybody gets together, sits together, works together in these little offices.
Cast some spells. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
This is what it said. In front of an audience of 400 cheering, cavelling, sometimes teary-eyed wing women, co-founder Audrey Gelman and host Aminatu Sow. Sow is her last name. And it said... So Hillary was there just getting all the whoops and claps, and it describes this woman, Gelman, as wearing an elegant cropped gray pantsuit. They're drinking wine, and they see themselves as quintessential core women of the feminist movement. Not poor women. They're not advocating for any of that. This is what they want. They want to socialize with the hoi polloi, you know, and they have welcomed her officially into their coven. And they're diehard Hillary supporters. One of them said her mom had photos of Hillary on an inspiration wall in her closet.
Ew.
It had originally started, you know, in preparation for election night. In 2015 or 2016, and all of a sudden there they were, 80 women ready to party and celebrate Hillary Clinton as president, and it all went south, didn't it?
All wearing pants, comfortable shoes, and ready with spells. How fun. Who wouldn't want to be in that evening? Gross.
That's right. And one of them said, Hillary Clinton is the woman, and she is our president. What I liked is that they asked her, can you describe a typical day for you? And so she described getting up, and I thought, probably checking to see if Bill made it home last night from wherever he was alley-catting about.
To his different place of residence?
I mean...
or offing one of their friends, you know, day.
What is that total? That death total is up to like 56 people.
Oh, more than that. It's almost 100.
One of the last ones was like hanging from a tree, shot in the chest, and they said it was suicide.
You know.
And we were like, wait a minute, how do you... Anyway, so it said not everybody was a diehard Hillary supporter. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, at the end of the day, I just want her to keep it funky. Like, tell me the truth. Give me all the juice. I want all the details. So that's the kind of women that are hanging out, swilling the white wine,
right.
Upper East Side.
We'll be right back. Oh, I know. It's a coven. Let's face it. They're not joking. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Ugh. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. Their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I've got Susan Reeve on a Wednesday and, of course, followed up by Melissa. So happy that you're here. We have a lot of topics to cover and a lot of really interesting things to learn about. I'll tell you what. Very, very interesting. So welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to ActivateFIQ.com. They do have the best supplements for absorption. They are fantastic. You'll love this product. And stop wasting your money at Walgreens and Walmart. Don't buy over-the-counter stuff. Because even with whole C, you need to have the whole C and not the stuff they try and give you. The absorbic acid is not good for you. So if that's what you're taking, don't. You need the whole C. And they have that plus copper cream. So it's not another supplement to take, which is nice, but it's the cream and it is so fantastic, can I just tell you? And there's just so many wonderful products there. Even a bone broth product that you can take as well. So fantastic. Go to ActivateFIQ.com. Code word is Kate, and you'll get great savings there on an already low-priced product, which I thought was just too amazing not to talk about. Okay, Susan, let's talk about riots. This is very fascinating. I hope everybody listens up on this.
Well, there have been riots in Israel, as we've heard war news from the Ukraine, mm-hmm. and from Gaza and seen the pictures. People might not know that there are riots happening that are anti-war riots. They're actually anti-government. And it includes like big bonfires at major traffic intersections, assaults on police, ultra-Orthodox Jews, threats to murder Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and storming police barricades protecting the president's home. And so the news keeps reporting that it's 100,000 protesters, but Carolyn Glick, who's been a reporter for years out of Israel and for Newsweek, said it's more like 10,000. But what's more interesting is about 10 families of 10 of the hostages out of 134 have joined with the protesters saying we support Hamas in a bid to get their hostages back. They say this is the way to go. We're going to attack our own government. Hamas is going to love us and give us our hostages back. But then there was an interview with a man by the name of Ami Dror, and he is the head of the riots. And it turns out he is getting direction, and he admitted this in an interview on Channel 14 News, that he's getting these instructions from the White House on what they want. And so he recently, the riots had taken a pause, but he said that he told his colleagues that the White House was asking them to reinstate the riots. And then he set out in granular detail in a posting the White House 4-part plan to overthrow the government. This is from the White House, he alleges. And she finds this credible. The components include actions on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers, and mass protests. This is against the Israeli government by Israelis under the direction of the Biden administration. And he called his report an important update from the American administration.
Ouch.
So one of the things we've talked about before is that we have built this pier connected to Gaza in order for Americans to facilitate aid going into Gaza. And I can't remember, what was it, 8 football fields long or something, or maybe longer. And he says in his report that the reason for the plan with the food is to provide food, but the other purpose is to eventually use it to rebuild Gaza. So as all this destruction is taking place in Gaza, there is an American plan to rebuild Gaza.
This is why the Pentagon was talking about troops going, being over there permanently, pretty much on the strip.
And it's billions of dollars handed out to people who are going to help, quote, rebuild Gaza. And one of the things this riot group is doing under the direction of the Biden administration, he alleges, is government ministers are receiving messages from American friends that they're going to be accused of war crimes. And this is to intimidate these Israeli government ministers into not cooperating or resigning from their government. The threat of war crimes, that they will lose everything, that their assets will be frozen. And you can see how this multi-prong effect to undermine the government of Israel could be really effective. I mean, it's such a Trojan horse, right? And, but, you know, they're standing up. And one of the people who has lost a soldier, the parents said, you know, we're really sick of these government extremists. Under no condition are we going to join with them to overthrow our own government. That's absolutely insane. But they see themselves as this revolutionary force that's going to take control of the government. Now, how many times have we helped overthrow governments? I think it was up to like 80 times, 80 times we've overthrown governments. So he says this would be, he heralded this. He's saying this is great, a loss of Israeli sovereignty to the White House. And he said he prefers this riot leader to be an American colony than to have the Israeli right in power.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's really toxic stuff to turn against your government like that.
This story from Ed Griffin, who we've had on the show, he's the one that wrote Creature of Jekyll Island, all about exposing the Federal Reserve, of course. He wrote, the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender. So according to 6 Israeli intelligence officers with firsthand experience, the Lavender AI machine determined who to kill and was obeyed with military discipline. And then during the first weeks of the war, the Lavender system designated 37,000 Palestinians as targets and directed airstrikes on their homes. Despite knowing that the system makes errors about 10% of the time, there was no requirement to check the machine's data. Interesting.
Well, I mean,
all kinds of stories coming out of this.
Fascinating. Yeah, that's a fascinating development. And I mean, I'm on the side of they have 134 hostages. So what is Israel supposed to do? Now, Netanyahu says they are going to be moving forward into Ramallah. They are going to do an incursion, and nothing the United States says is going to dissuade them. So whether that's just talk, because they have pulled back for a minute to regroup, I'm not
The only problem for me is that I do not trust Netanyahu. And I know coming from a conservative, people might go, how can you not support him? He is Mossad. He's been in there a long time. And they certainly have our government by the you-know-whats. And so I think that there is a lot more facade and stuff underpinning that's going on, because when you want to go into World War III, you have to construct a battle, and there has to be the good guy bad guy thing. And I think next we'll probably see either the Iranian their offices in Syria. We'll see something happen there. We'll see oil fields, something happen there. They've got to create a lot more war going on. And so in order to do that, I think you're going to see false flags. I think you're going to see all kinds of events that give us a war. Because right now, as it stood, you can't get to war unless you've got good guys, bad guys, and you've got people playing parts, and you've got people that are doing fake fights, and you've got all kinds of interesting things going on the ground. So I don't trust him, and I know most conservatives do, and I don't trust him. I think that his Mossad background, the fact that he's been in power for so long, there is no government that isn't corrupt nowadays. And so I don't know. I'm very just trying to pay attention to every little thing that comes along with this story, because I think that there's just so much more there on the underbelly of what's happening on the ground. I don't know. It's very crazy to me what's going on there. But I'll get your comments. We'll come back in just a moment. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. If you need help with your credit cards, go to Done with Debt. Done. You're just done. Remember that. DoneWithDebt.com and get some help with your credit cards. There's a drop-down menu, and it'll allow you to say that the show sent you. I'm telling you that this is a great way to get ahead of your credit card debt. And if you are like most Americans, as we built on $1 trillion worth of credit card debt, this is a great way to kind of get on top of that now before it destroys you, because credit card debt can do that. Done with Debt is amazing. They're amazing folks. They're helping people, and you can get a kind of a free consultation, and you can understand what you can do with your situation, how to get on top of that, and how to get rid of your credit card debt. And that's something we all need to do. We don't want to be in debt, and we don't want the government to use debt as an enticement to do something with us or to us. So highly recommend that you do that. DoneWithDebt.com can help you, actually. Great sponsor of the show. And Susan, let's talk. Let's talk about what was next?
So
FBI.
There was an arrest by the FBI in a terrorism sting. And you think, oh, wow, how awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read it was an 18-year-old teenager, and the sting involved at least three informants and an undercover agent. And they had been, I would say, almost like grooming him and trapping him since he was 16 years old. And so they said it was involving using a flame-covered weapons, explosive knives, machete, a pipe, and ultimately firearms. But some of those were provided by, at least the flag was provided by these FBI informants.
Mm-hmm.
And they stumbled across him when he was like 15 or 16. They were investigating two other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these people was talking to him. His name was Mercurio. And then they assumed that, well, they just got involved and it was informants. And so the parents are complaining because he said in one message, he told the FBI he does not want to fight and die for Allah. He just wants to die and have all my problems go away. So his parents put him in counseling. But on March 21st, he messaged the informant again. He said he wanted to attack with a homemade flamethrower, primarily against churches. So they would have known that he had all these things. Like, it wouldn't have been a surprise if he'd shown up at a church. They were already following him. They already intimately knew him. And it doesn't make sense. Well, it really is interesting that they waited until he was 18 years old, right? And so the informant would give Mercurio an ISIS flag and take a picture of him posed in front of it. And so the parents are saying, you know what, now he faces 20 years in federal prison. He's 18 years old with mental health issues. Jeez. Couldn't they have, you know, intervened in the past 3 years to help this kid? So this comes on the heels of four other arrests. This is the fifth teenager arrested last July, an 18-year-old, again, suspiciously that he's 18. Davin Myers was arrested. He was about to board an international flight. He was going to fly to the Middle East, fight for ISIS. But his mother said that the FBI entrapped the boy, that she actually approached them and said, you know, he's got issues. Another boy was arrested, 18-year-old Mateo Ventura, intending to support ISIS, but his father has also accused the FBI of entrapping his son. Then they arrested a 17-year-old boy, this is all within the last year, last August, for supposedly plotting to carry out an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack on American soil. They arrested a teenager also in December who was on his way from Denver to fight for ISIS. But like others, the details show the teenager was targeted online since he was 16 years old by at least four undercover FBI agents. And he suffers from mental illness and high-functioning autism. Now, if you can't see a pattern here, you're blind.
Right, right. Definitely a pattern. And ISIS, I think, is so conjured up by our deep state that, and they utilize it when they need a boogeyman. And I feel like you can't have too many people joining them either, because they might tattle on the fact that this group might be infiltrated a bit, or, you know, kind of this concoction of our deep state. So kind of interesting on two different angles there. But as far as that goes, I think they prey on boys like this. They prey on them. And we've had other stories about this kind of thing, too, where the FBI sort of preys on somebody that's not very solid and a young person that's a loner. And this is why you always get this MO, right?
Yeah. And it happened, somebody who was supposed to do an attack on Times Square. And when the report really got into it, it showed all of these alluring kind of statements to lure him to do this. And I just thought, this is criminal, that it's boys this age, their brains are fragile, they call them neuroatypical, and that they are planting these ideas. It's really, you would think this, once exposed, would stop. It has not stopped. So I don't know who we complain to, because nobody seems to care.
Well, more awareness, though, will certainly help, because people will then understand and be on the lookout for this, especially if they have a kid that fits this. So I think that's really important. And I think that we need to keep drawing attention to the fact that parents have been outspoken about this. We did a story a while back, a few years ago, probably 5 years ago, about parents coming out and saying, my kid was targeted and the FBI would not stop hanging around my kid. And then all of a sudden my kid was in a van wanting to bomb a bank. So something's wrong here, right? So I think it's great that you're drawing attention to this.
Yeah, well, just happened Saturday. People have to read beyond the headlines, because there's a lot going on underneath.
I totally agree. And on Netanyahu, I don't trust him. I haven't trusted him for a long time, and I know that some people do. I get that, but I don't. I feel like if something was going to happen to Israel, it would have. And who's going to be crazy enough to go after Israel when they know that we back them 100% and will give them all of our firepower as being the largest military in the world? So there's so many things there. It's kind of like Russia never, ever nuking us, even though we've been told for 70 years they're going to nuke us, that lead me to that. What's your final thoughts on Israel? Susan?
My final thoughts is there are trillions of dollars at stake, so much money in weapons involved. And I think there's oil, there's Iran who is trying to emerge. But ultimately, I do think Netanyahu's trying to protect Israel. But what he's willing to do that, I don't know that I would approve of everything. But I do think they should do everything to get those hostages back.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate you, Susan. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You betcha. Susan Reeve. And of course, we shall be right back. More with Melissa when we come back. And Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. So on to the next hour and, of course, the last hour. So I'm so grateful that you're joining us. So stay on with us. Be right back.